Welcome to Power Your Profits Podcast, your friendly guide in bringing your business revenue to the next level. Listen as host Susie Carter hears inspiring stories of success from her fellow entrepreneurs and transformational leaders. Prepare to make significant change to your strategies as they unravel the secrets of building multi-million dollar businesses and the most effective tips on finance, marketing, and sales accountability. If you want to make your first step towards explosive business growth, this is the right podcast for you. Without further ado, here is your host, Susie.
Welcome to Power Your Profits Podcast. I'm your host, Susie Carter, and today my guest is Yvonne Silver. She is the founder of Women's Wisdom Media, a confidence catalyst who's changing women's lives. She teaches ambitious female entrepreneurs and founders with mission-inspired venture to flourish inside of their business and how to have unshakable confidence so that they can go on to make a bigger difference in the world and move from solopreneur to CEO. So most of the times we often lack and struggle with our confidence and we have doubts about having the imposter syndrome. Yvonne teaches us to showcase their value and their confident conversations, increase their sales velocity, and leading to a purposeful, sustainable life with more fun and family and beach time. Please welcome Yvonne. So excited to have you on, Yvonne. Thank you so much for being here. So share with us, because your bio is fabulous, but share with us, really, what's your magic and what is your business doing now that's different and unique than anybody else?
Well, I think the magic comes from a previous career working in human resources for over 20 years and interviewing and hiring about 6,000 people in my career. I got very attuned to active listening. So one of my superpowers is listening to my clients. And very often they come to me with this, if you can imagine, a starscape, right? Scattered dots. And they have no idea how to join the dots from 1 to 2 and 2 to 3. And that's one of my superpowers, is to look at that bigger picture and say, how do we join these dots so that it actually makes a picture? And then we look at how do we monetize it? So listening carefully and then implementing with the power of the universe woven into that as well, using intuition and wisdom.
So you really help women, you help all people, but women and specifically get a, you know, really work with their confidence and how to get rid of the imposter syndrome. So share with us, what's a couple things that we can do to, one, because the imposter syndrome is real, right? That's that fake it till you make it.
Yep.
And all of a sudden you made it and you're still faking it. And you're like, wait, who am I? So give us some areas that we can focus on or improve upon to really harness that and own our true authentic self.
Yeah. The confidence piece that came from childhood experience. I think you've got a copy of my book. So you know that my first unmentor was my mom, professional woman growing up in England, and then married my dad after World War II finished. And I think she was worried she was going to be on the shelf, to be honest, because she married late in life and he had come back from World War II with a bullet in Dunkirk. So he was traumatized with PTSD and he took that angriness out on her, diminished her power, constantly criticizing her. And that's what I watched growing up. So this whole topic of confidence and how it's so impacted by what other people say and how she literally had the power drained right out of her. I mean, he had taken the housekeeping money and put it into a very small amount, took the car keys. I mean, she really did lose her dignity. And then he turned on me when I was 11, actually 6 and 11, told me I would never, ever be successful in life. And I'm just about to go into high school.
Right.
So that stuck. And it created... For me, I put a shield up. And so I had that shield and I literally hid behind that shield until I was about 45, when I realized through a client activity that didn't work, that I was actually hiding behind the shield and keeping myself small. And it was time to come out. It's time to write the book. So the book is 40 different words and word concepts, Words, Women and Wisdom, the Modern Art of Confident Conversations, it's called. And I think it hit bestseller overnight because it's so needed, where women, the Me Too movement was emerging in 2018. And women need to understand, how do we articulate our value? How do we say it so it's not bragging? How do we step out from imposter syndrome and really own what our gifts are and do that in articulate, concise ways that people resonate with. So it is about knowing it and resonating it, not just saying it, because fake it till you make it. Yeah, well, that will only take you so far. People can right. feel the energy.
Yes. So what are some things that we can do so we're not faking it, right? Confidence is one of them, but what are some strategies that you have that you can support us with in really owning that?
Yeah. So it really is about doing that important inner work. You can't fake that. You've got to stand and look solidly in the mirror. And what I find is women are so busy serving everybody else, it really takes something earth-shattering to stop them in their tracks, to actually take time for themselves. And for me, it was an event with a client who didn't listen to my professional HR guidance. Right. And I had worked super hard on that report. And when he slapped the report shut and said, yeah, that's nice, but we've decided we want to do this, and it's completely the opposite to my recommendations, I knew that it was time to make a change because my voice was not being heard. So I chose to take 3 months off, which for some people would be a pretty scary concept, to have a whiteboard that had nothing on it for literally 2 months. Ah, for a busy person, that's crazy. And then took the time to find the right coach for me, did a lot of self-reflection work, watched every video under the sun in transformational teachers, Jack Canfield, T. Harv Eker, Jane Warlow. I did a lot of work with those programs and emerged after 3 months saying, I think I've got it. And yet, one of the pieces I do with my clients is to really hone it in, because sometimes it's like chasing a kite. You think you've got what it is that is your gift and what you want to share with the world, and then it slips away before you've got a chance to grab it. So I help my clients get it clear and then articulate it.
And when you say it clear, what's the it?
Well, the it, I mean, you talk about the it in your business, which is the processes, right? I'm not a process person. So for me, that's like pulling teeth. For me, it's about knowing inside that you've got this. You are absolutely rock solid. Your three things, and we usually work on three things because that's what most people can remember and can combine. And where those three things, like a triangle, overlap in the middle, that is your sweet spot. That is your unique gift that you are going to share with the world if you're creating your own business. But someone who has a product-based business, they might not have created it from scratch. They might have bought a franchise or be in an MLM. So it's a different combination, but we all have experiences that are ours to own. No one else can own my experience with my mom growing up and my dad and PTSD. And you combine that with having a special needs son who started having seizures at a year old and that whole resilience piece, and then 20 years of senior HR work, it really does put a picture together that no one else can own. And we all have those things. Sometimes we can't see it without the help of a coach. It's kind of like doing heart surgery on yourself. Just right. can't do it. It's too painful.
Right. And that's your jam, right? You're really coaching people to that next level, really supporting them and seeing their greatness and owning their greatness. And part of that, when you look at your book, right, and the concepts that are in there, what I love about the book, it's simple, doable things that, you know, we know, but the way you frame it is so differently that you get it and you're always working on yourself, you know?
Yep. I mean, sometimes it's about the language, but the language, what I realized writing the book, Susie, was the language is the external perception of how you're really feeling inside. So if you're saying, well, I should do this and I should do this and I should do this all the time. Yeah, that tone of obligation, of negative energy. I've got to do something for someone else. I don't want to do it, but I'm being forced to do it. No, step into choice, flip it from should to could. And it has this energy of lightness and possibility and opportunity and openness. And it's so different. We all have choice. Sometimes those choices come with consequences and we might not like them. I think you talk about the gift wrapped in sandpaper, but there's always a choice. And usually it's a better way, because if you're thinking it, that means the universe has downloaded that this could be a possible path.
Yes. And it's listening to that, right? Listening to the universe, listening to the whisper, especially as women, right? We all have that inner compass, intuition that we don't listen to, or, you know, we grow up in this masculine world of do, 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 produce, produce, produce. But if we're not using our gifts, you know, there's such an opportunity there. You have this whole social enterprise that you work inside your business, right? And you work with women's shelters. Talk about that and why it's so important to you.
So the work I do with my book, when I launched the book, I wanted to be self-publishing. I didn't want to go through a traditional publisher because there's pretty skinny margins there. And, you know, you don't write a book to make money on a book. So I wanted to launch the book and still have enough profit there to be able to donate one for every copy purchased to a women's shelter foundation or not-for-profit. And that is so rewarding to be able to gift a stack of books to, you know, whether it's Making Changes or the local shelter. And I even had one girl pop up on Facebook recently. So you're Yvonne Silver, you're the author of Words, Women and Wisdom. Yep. I had that book on my nightstand when I was in the shelter. And I'm just about to launch my first book. I've got my e-course coming out soon. And she went on telling me all the wonderful things that had shifted. Now, I don't know how much of impact my book had on her, but obviously enough that she remembered the name and she was now out rocking it. I was so thrilled. I literally was in tears after that because it makes a difference.
It does. And is that from your upbringing, from your own experience with your mom and that relationship?
Well, my mom was never in a shelter, but she was beaten down by my dad. Eventually he left and it was like, happy day is here. He's gone. But for her, she never went back to work. Like he really had such a deep impact on her confidence that she, a stay-at-home housewife, even after the kids had grown up, she never chose to go back to her career or to look for something bigger because he'd just beaten the dignity right out of her.
Right.
And that is very sad. By that time, I'd already been invited by the UK company I was working with to come to Canada. They picked three people when I was 22. They picked three people to come over to hire and train sales reps. And that was one of the things I was involved in. And that was where I got my sort of HR people start. And obviously, sales is a big piece. My first sales gig was actually at six. So I didn't do the lemonade stand. I was the dog walker, where a little old lady down the road had broken her ankle and her chihuahuas needed walking. And when I inquired, because I missed seeing her go past every day at the park, when I asked her if everything was okay and realized she had an ankle in a cast, you know, I said, would you like me to walk your dogs for you? And she said, well, that would be delightful. How much would you charge, dear? I said, sixpence. And that was it. That was my first entrepreneur gig off and running. And I got bit by the bug.
You do get bit by the bug, right? I love how you take your mess and created your message, right? Where so many people sit in the woe's me, you know, my mess is my mess. And the reality is there's so many gifts that come from being an entrepreneur at an early age, taking that message that your mom got from your dad and really serving the community and holding women up to that next level.
Yeah, it does take a while to hone that message. As I said, it's not something that everybody can just do by themselves. And then as you and I both know, when you start to hone that message and you see a certain amount of success and you're ready to pull other people along with you, the bigger you play, the more layers there are and the more you have to learn and the more processes. And then in my most recent work, which is around the conscious CEO, it's about adding teams. So I'm going back to that HR experience, you know, interviewing 6,000 people and saying, what is it that new solopreneur or the solopreneurs who are seeing success need to know in order to move up to a CEO? It's about mindset. It's about understanding how to do the work through others. So hire the best and then lead and empower them so that you can have more time off. You can have more beach time because they know what to do and you've hired top talent who has your same values and it makes a big difference.
So many people, 60% of small businesses have gone out of business during the pandemic, right? And during COVID. So what's been your secret sauce or what's some ways that you can share with us that really can help listeners, you know, stay active and not be immobilized by what's going on?
Yeah. Well, in that pandemic time, I already had a number of long-term contracts in place. So some of those continued and then some of them gradually trickled off. Like training and coaching is very often one of the first things in corporations that gets cut. And at that point, I was really passionate about wanting to do more work with women entrepreneurs. So I looked at what is in my toolkit, what's needed in the marketplace, and then how can I serve? And if you start from the outside in, it's not about me, 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 me. It's about what is naturally occurring and how can I slot into that need? Because then you're not creating resistance trying to sell anybody anything. You're just saying, this is a problem. Everyone knows it, like COVID. Everyone knows it's a problem. So what can I provide that will make that easier, less stressful on other people? And for business owners, it was about going back to that sales experience and saying, how can I help businesses get more sales? So I looked for my own tools And then once I'd found some amazing tools and wrapped it around personality science, then started sharing those tools with others, because I've seen, you know, over 300% success increase with it using a particular personality science tool. And it helps understand how people want to be communicated with. We're not selling anything. We're just saying, here is some information. People are smart. They can make their own decision. But if they haven't heard the message because of their style and their receptivity to it, then you can't really create that connection that's needed in order to have a great client relationship.
So say more about that, because I love those tools. So what is the personality science? Those are sexy. We love that stuff.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of personality assessments out there that all derive from, you know, the father of medicine, Hippocrates, the four temperaments, right? He realized thousands of years ago that he could divide his medical practice into four primary temperaments and treat them differently. So along comes commercialization of things like DISC and MBTI and a lot of those types of tools that have four primary quadrants. What I discovered, because I have this passion for communications and language, I ran across one that was oriented towards how to create more buy-in or buying, predict buying behavior. Well, first you got to connect with the person and communicate with them. And there's four primary styles in this assessment, and it's called BANK, B-A-N-K. So when you know your bank code, then you can actually look at how do I make decisions? And more importantly, how do the other people, the other three primary personalities, make buying decisions, whether it's buying into an idea or whether it's an actual sales conversation? What do they need? What's going to tick them off? What's going to trigger a yes? What's going to trigger a no? And getting a complimentary rapport was the first step for me. And when I saw it, I loved it right away. I dived in. I actually added another coach certification in addition to my executive coach certification, and can now teach and have taught business owners in a 90-day period how to really tap into the personality intelligence that's behind this, which is also on an artificial intelligence platform. And it has spiritual intelligence, business intelligence, sales intelligence. There's six intelligences that are all bundled in together, which is really helpful for entrepreneurs. But the first thing is get your own report, understand what your own bank code is, and then look at who is your ideal client. And perhaps they might like to also understand their own personality style better.
And so does the bank Very stand cool. for something? Does the BANK stand for something like the DISC does or no?
Yeah, it does. So it's four colors, right? Red, blue, green, yellow. Put this up my chest here. So the B is for blueprint personality. So this is your very traditional, very often it's lawyers, accountants, policemen, people that are used to working with like rules and regulation and structure. And they also don't like you to be late and they like you to be traditional. So don't show up high-fiving them or with a crazy, you know, busy, messy briefcase that's not organized, that they will not want to do business with you. The A stands for action. So action types are your people that are on Red Bull. They're usually speakers and authors and coaches. They're at the front of the room. They're influencers. They move really fast. They drive fast cars. They wear Gucci and, you know, dressing to impress is really important. Measures for success, opportunity, give me the bottom line, go, go, go. It's a completely different pace. You have these two and they clash.
Yeah.
Imagine if you had two kids and you're on holiday and one is a blueprint and they want the schedule. They want to know, where are we going? What are we doing? What time? What do I pack? What can I wear? The action person is like, let's go ziplining. Let's go now. And they can't wait to get out the door. Clash, clash, right? The N is nurturing. That's my primary code, which is all about people, personal growth, community, harmony, making an impact, making a difference, significance and team working. And then the last one is called knowledge. And these are the people that love spreadsheets and data and Spock and science and big picture. And if you go to a meeting with them and you don't have data to back it up, it doesn't matter what you're saying about the product. It's show me the proof, show me the science, show me the data. And also, you know, don't be late and expect I'm not going to make a decision very quickly. Nurturers and the actions, these two buy on emotion. Other two, more traditional and knowledge centered, buy based on fact. So you want to make sure that you know who you're selling to or who's your ideal client so that you can tailor your conversations. You can even tailor your marketing tools. I mean, I have a tool that I can actually cut and paste a conversation, text from a website, a conversation on an email, run it through the artificial intelligence platform, and it will tell me the code that that note was written in. So if I don't have an official assessment done with them, I can do it in literally seconds, or I can hand them a link to take, and it takes 90 seconds for them to get their own report back. So I love it because it's quick. And for me, it's really effective, cost effective in my business too. And it works.
Yeah, it helps you really determine the DNA of who you're selling versus just trying to sell to your own personality, right? If we're selling to our own personality, yeah, we lose 75% of the market because we're speaking our language versus who's in front of us. That's delicious. How can they get in touch with you? That's always sexy for me, right? For your book, and then to really learn how do we serve our clients the way our clients want to be served.
Yeah. So the best way is to, you know, read up a little bit about what I'm up to. You can access that through my website, which is yvonnesilver.com. You can also receive a copy of your own report if you'd like. You can text me, text the word code to 403-668-9279. And you'll get an invitation to move the cards around on the screen, put them in order, put your email in where you want to get your report from, and I can, you know, follow up from you on that afterwards. If it's about my book, that is on my website as well. There's a little video introducing the book that was from when it first launched in 2018. And this summer, I just put it on audiobook too. So it'll actually tell you the three addresses where you can go to get the ebook, hard copy, and also the audiobook.
Right. So whatever your learning style is, I want to say interesting enough, following your whole bank system, right? Whichever way your learning style is, Yvonne's got a way that you can take that information in. Yeah. So let me ask you one final question. If you could be remembered for anything, Yvonne, what would you want to be remembered for?
I want to be remembered for the important fact that your words matter. Like, pick your words so carefully. If you've ever said something in anger and then wished you could take it back, really pay attention to your words and your language, because it can inspire people or it can demoralize people in a heartbeat. And it's so, so important to give people the benefit, to give people options in their language, and to really celebrate. Everybody has a gift to share. So don't trash on their parade, but encourage and inspire others.
I love it. So you can get a hold of Yvonne. The information's in the show notes, or you can email her and go to our website at Yvonne Silver, like the color, S-I-L-V-E-R, or the coin, right? I'm all about the money. Yvonne, thank you so much for being with us today. And thank you for sharing your wisdom. And I look forward to supporting you and your new ventures. And thank you for being here.
Thank you, Susie. I appreciate you.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Power Your Profits Podcast. Let these building blocks from today's most successful industry leaders equip you with the necessary resources and tools to finally establish the highly profitable business of your dreams. Want to hear more? Listen to more episodes at https://poweryourprofitspodcast.com. And don't forget to subscribe to the show. Now is your time to rise to the top of your game, so be sure to catch our next episode. Until next time.